Okay, sounds good. I'll bring you on right now. Hang on.
And that was Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Wrapping up means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And it is program number 284 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web as we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean and Research Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. And yes, we are CASM. We're at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, and we have 32 degrees and cloud cover here in central Minnesota. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring in Pam Linton. And good morning, Pam. How are you doing?
Good morning, Cy. Happy Sunday to you.
Absolutely, and the same right back at you. It's good to have you on the program. We got to see you a couple, just a week ago, Saturday night, at the Pioneer Place, and what a great show you guys put on.
Well, thank you so very much. It was great to be back in St. Cloud. Pioneer Place has new owners and a wonderful music venue. And they have a remodeling that's going to be happening through the course of the summer. So they're going to be making Pioneer Place Theater a bigger and better place for live music in the St. Cloud, central Minnesota area.
Well, that's exciting. So, Pam, you originate from central Minnesota. And, of course, you're married to Sherwin Linton. But can you take us back a little history? Tell us who you were. Where I came from? Yes, where you come from. Bring us up to speed.
Well, I'm a Stearns County girl.
Uh-huh.
Stearns County, the town of St. Stephen, Minnesota. I am the daughter, the oldest daughter of Tom and Jeanette Nettie Trobeck. And I always tell folks I come from bus blood.
Uh-huh.
My family had Trobeck bus service.
Yes, you did. You bet. Did you ever get to drive one of them yourself?
No, I was not the bus driver in the family, but I was very good at cleaning buses, waxing floors in school buses, and cleaning the Greyhounds, and it was just part of growing up. And oh, and Dad would he always ordered the school buses with chrome grills.
Oh, yes.
And he would line them all up at the bottom of the parking lot, and give my sisters and I each a big wad of steel wool. And in the summertime, we would stand down there in that gravel parking lot and polish those grills to to get all the bugs and things off of him because he wanted everything sparkling. So that was one of my first jobs, was polishing grills. And then I moved up to waxing floors, which they would take up all the seats and pressure wash the whole inside of a school bus.
Wow.
And we would take all of the graffiti written. This is back before they upholstered the backs of the seats.
Sure.
They would take the graffiti off with a chemical
and
wash them out. And then once they were dry, they'd put all the seat cushions back down. And then we would lay on our tummies with a gallon of wax and a sponge and wax those floors.
Oh, my goodness. And so my question to you is, how did that connect with music?
Well, I listened to my very first Sherwin Linton songs sitting in the front seat of a 4106 Greyhound, listening to the album Hello, I'm Not Johnny Cash on an 8-track tape.
Oh, my goodness.
We didn't have an 8-track player at home, but we had Dad had them in the buses. And so he backed an 06 out of the garage and put the tape in and put my sister Patty and I in the front seat, and we listened to Hello, I'm Not Johnny Cash for the first time.
Oh, my goodness.
So I guess those buses and music do go hand in hand.
They did connect. Ah, there we go. Well, great. Where'd you go to school, Pam?
I am a graduate of Sartell High School.
Okay.
I went to my first four grades right in St. Stephen, and I was the first class after St. Stephen and Sartell consolidated.
Ah, okay.
Before that, a lot of the kids were going to Holdingford, Minnesota.
Sure.
To high school. And so we didn't have a kindergarten program in St. Stephen, so I went to first through fourth grade in St. Stephen, and then to the elementary school in Sartell for five and six, and then to the original high school back 7 through 12. And so in 1981, my class was the largest graduating class that had graduated from Sartell High School, and that since has, that number has been exceeded.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, the area certainly is growing, that is for sure.
It was. In fact, my mother's father, Lawrence Wire, my mother was a Wire from Sartell, actually owned the land that original high school was built on.
Oh, my goodness. Some history there. Wow, that's awesome. So how many more in the family besides you, Pam?
I'm the oldest of four daughters.
Okay.
My poor dad never got a son.
Oh, boy.
And so I'm the oldest. My sister Patty changed her name to Brittany Allen. And she went to Nashville and did very well in the music industry.
Okay.
Working for country singer Lori Morgan, and then with Toby Keith, and then the last 8 years that she was in Nashville, she worked for George Jones.
Oh, wow.
And then my sister Peggy is a graduate of Belmont University. She graduated with a degree in entertainment marketing and promotion. She worked for BMI, Broadcast Music Incorporated, for many years, but she's a schooled road manager, so she was out on the road with Aaron Tippin, excuse me.
Sure.
And it was the time that she was with Aaron Tippin that she met her husband, Chuck, who is originally from Missouri, and he had started his career in the entertainment industry in lighting and production, and he had worked for Tammy Wynette, but he now works for the evangelist Beth Moore.
Okay.
So she still has a good connection to the music industry.
Nice.
And my sister Penny is the youngest in the family. She is in Portland, Oregon. Early on, Mom and Dad asked her if she wanted to be in the music business, and she said no. She had really no desire to be in the music business. She had seen what her older sisters had gone through. She didn't want that stressful of a career, so she decided to become a nurse and specializes in cardiac rehab, And so we're very thankful for her because she's going to keep us all put together.
There you go. And I think maybe sometimes she might have a little stress in her life, too, with that career as well, huh?
Oh, no, not at all.
Not.
I think she dove into a career that was more stressful than any of us. We might have had a lot of travel and road time and that kind of stress in our lives, but when you've got someone's well-being your hands, I think that's fairly stressful.
I would say. So, Pam, going back to the school days, did you take music in school? Chorus or anything?
Oh, yes, very much so. I have to credit some very important ladies in my early development. Bobby Foote was the choral director at Sartell High School. Her and her husband, I believe, still live in St. Cloud. In fact, when we came into St. Cloud last week, driving in off of the interstate, we passed the home that had been their home, and I thought of her instantly as we drove by. I do need to try to make some communication with her because she definitely saw early on that my sister Brittany and I had an interest in music that might have exceeded that of most students.
Okay.
And she took it upon herself to feature us in duets, small ensembles, and then individually for choral competition, the state choral competitions. And it was under her direction that we succeeded very, very well in those environments. And then she also worked with the school musicals. Brittany and I both had lead roles in our high school musicals. We're very involved in those activities. And that was the early grounds, you know, of education. But then Ben Ullman was the choir director for the St. Stephen Church Choir.
I remember that.
It was an all-men's choir, but there were two little girls that were always featured to do items with that men's choir.
Uh-huh.
My Aunt Betty Jean was the church organist, and so between her and Ben Ullman, they made sure that we participated in church functions. Definitely a very important part of, you know, we're Catholic. And
sure.
So that church attendance and that involvement in that church community is extremely important and an fundamental part of our early development. I'm proud to say I'm still a member of the St. Stephen Parish.
Awesome.
Though I don't live in St. Stephen, that is my connection that I continue to keep, the importance of my involvement in that church community. And then Del Sexton went on. I believe my involvement with her, she became the director of the St. Stephen Choir.
Yes.
But she also did her student teaching in the Sartell School District.
Uh-huh.
And so she was under the direction of Bobby Foote during her student teaching. And so I had a good connection with her. And so she needs to be credited also for those early years in my music development.
Awesome. That's great. Now, did you take up band at all? Did you play an instrument as well?
Yes. Ken Van Halbeck was the director of the band.
Uh-huh.
I played trumpet.
Really? Wow.
Okay. And being the oldest daughter, my parents decided early on that I was going to have braces on my teeth.
Ah.
And so we put braces on when I was in the fifth grade. And those braces did not completely come off until after my 20th. Until I was about 20.
Uh-huh.
I had stubborn teeth.
Oh.
And so by the time I was a freshman in high school, good progress on the trumpet was not going to be had
yep.
with good old-fashioned metal braces on my feet. So I worked from the fifth grade through my freshman year, and then I could never really get beyond second section, second chair. And I wasn't advancing at that as much as I would want to, and my desire for performance was more in vocal performance.
Sure.
And so I concentrated on that, but I don't play, I have my trumpet. I can't tell you when I had it out of the case last.
I'm right there with you.
But I've got a resophonic mandolin that I play some on the show. I have several guitars. I don't play guitar as much as I play the mandolin, but my husband makes sure that I have any instrument that I want, basically.
Oh, that's great. Well, very good, Pam. If we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, so we're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
I'll look forward to it.
All right. So, the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Don't look now, but confirmation, First Communion, and graduation events are all upon us. If you have one of these great events happening in your household, the St. Joe Meat Market can help with all of your food planning ideas. Your event is sure to be a huge success when you center your meal around great meat items at the St. Joe Meat Market. Now, the first scheduled brat sale is just a week away. The St. Joe Men's Lions, they're on the schedule. They will be the first group cooking and serving out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. After such a long and persistent winter, it makes your mouth water just thinking about those juicy brats sizzling and cooking away on the grill. So, as always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Or you can call 320-363-4913, and that's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Pam, for being our guest on the show here, and I know we've had your husband Sherwin on before, so you know how it works. We're going to send you that nice meat package out, and along with Chasm, we hope that you and Sherwin, those around you, enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
We sure will, and you know, I have a couple. I grew up on St. Joe Meat Market meats.
Did you really?
Yes, growing up in St. Stephen, you know, St. Joe's just 7-8 miles down the road.
Oh, yes.
So Dad would often get meat from the St. Joe Meat Market. But I have kind of a funny story that concerns the St. Joe Meat Market that I've never really shared. But Sherwin did a CD called It Happened in America back in 2003. And we were doing the photo shoot for the graphics for the inside of this CD. And we had decided we were going to do that photo shoot just north of St. Stephen, along the county road, right near where the Volk Steam Show had been held, but we were going to be on the shoulder of the road. And we had contacted Stearns County, and they sent out a deputy to secure the area so that no one would get injured because we couldn't stop traffic, but we needed to have someone there to allow us to do the photos that we needed to do. And we were going to set it up and literally look like we were camping on the side of the road. And so in doing this, of course, food is part of the camping, and so we brought an antique grill from the 50s out there. And I asked my mom if she would go down to the St. Joe Meat Market and get me about 2 pounds of their hot dogs.
Okay.
Because I remembered their hot dogs were hand-tied or hand-twisted. So they weren't, at that point in time, always consistently the same. Every hot dog was not always exactly the same length.
Right, right.
And I wanted those mismatched lengths of hot dogs for the photographer to shoot that. And so we pick the hot dogs up from my mom, and we go north of town, and we light the grill on the shoulder of the road, and we are literally grilling these hot dogs along with all the other paraphernalia and people that are positioned. And So we take all these pictures. Well, by the time we got done with the pictures, the hot dogs were too done to even eat.
Oh, no.
We totally burned up 2 pounds of St. Joe hot dogs.
Oh, no.
And I remember my mom was a little perturbed with us that we had wasted those 2 pounds of hot dogs.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a great story, Pam.
But I have photographs in the inside of that CD package of St. Joe hot dogs on the grill.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Well, neat. Well, we've talked a little bit about your beginning career, and we really need to move along and find out how you connected with Sherwin and became part of the Sherwin-Linton group, and also his wife. And also we'd like to talk just a little bit about your brand new recording, too. So bring us up to speed on all of that. How'd you run into Sherwin then? How'd that all come about?
My parents took my sister Brittany and I to see the Sherwin-Linton show the first time in the early 1970s for an afternoon matinee. Sherwin would often do a program at 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon for an hour, and families could bring their young children in. And he would get most of the children up around the stage, near the stage. Well, Brittany and I were pretty shy little girls, so you weren't going to get us off our chair. We were content to drink our kitty cocktail and watch from afar.
Uh-huh.
And so we saw Sherwin and what I consider to be the original Cotton Kings, Dick Mobock and Mike Gronke, Red Freeman, and Cleo B. were in the show at that point in time.
Okay.
And he had released Hello, I'm Not Johnny Cash, and it was his career was quite successful at that point. He had had CMA nominations. Things were moving very well for him. So that was the first time I saw the Sherwin-Linton show, though I did not hear much about him until I was 16.
Okay.
So 8 years pass, and he is going to come and play right in St. Stephen at a place called Tommy O's that was owned by Tom and Renee Oman.
Okay.
It had been Pine Grove, the little bar, and then became Tommy O's. And so my sister and I, at that point in time, having a great interest in music, mom and dad really not knowing how to further that, decided they would take us for an hour to see the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did, and we enjoyed it for an hour. We were getting ready to leave, and Tom Oman approached my parents and said, can we talk to Sherwin? We'd like it if the girls would get up and sing. And would you stay if I can arrange that? And my dad agreed to that. So we returned to our table, and he talked to Sherwin. And later in that hour, Sherwin invited my sister and I to come up and sing. And I think we sang Delta Dawn and Paper Roses.
Okay.
And he visited with us briefly after that performance, and then we, as a family, left. Didn't hear much from Sherwin again until the first part of January of 1980. And we got a call in the evening to my parents, and it was Sherwin asking, he had a show in Nebraska that he was going to be performing, and he wanted to feature my sister and I on that show. And so my parents took us to Nebraska. It was a farmers and ranchers type show that was held in the high school auditorium. So we performed with his full band on that show for the first time. And then the Minnesota Fair Buyers Convention was later in that month, and Sherwin invited us to come down and showcase for the fair buyers with him on that show in St. Paul. So I did my first fair showcase in January of 1980.
Uh-huh.
We were both still in high school, and so he would call my parents from time to time, inviting us to participate on different shows, and they would take us to those locations. So we did that through 1980 and 1981, and then I graduated in June of 81, and I took a job working for Don Bitson at Bits and Jewelers in St. Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And I remained there until my sister Brittany graduated from high school. Again, both of us going on weekends and from time to time doing shows with Sherwin. And then in the spring of 1982, he told us that he would like to bring both of us into his show full-time once Brittany was completely out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happened. We went to work for him full-time. We stayed together in the show for just over 8 years.
Wow.
And toured all over the United States. We played Las Vegas together in his show. Really, you know, formulated our involvement in the music career. Brittany in 85. Uh-huh. I've got numbers are escaping me now. Married Sherwin's son.
Okay.
And they moved to Nashville, and I chose to stay in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not. Central Minnesota is my home.
Yep.
I wasn't wanting to move to a different part of the country. This is home. This is where my family was.
Sure.
I didn't really care for Nashville as a place to live.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to stay here. And in 1988, Sherwin and I were married.
Okay.
And if you would have told either of us that that would happen, we would have both argued with you that that could never have been.
Yeah.
But obviously our Lord had a different plan.
Absolutely.
And so we are now married going on 31 years.
Well, congratulations.
And I was hired as a singer, but I tell a lot of people that's what I do the least of. My career as after marriage, my responsibilities became more that of career management in his world, managing mm-hmm. his career, a road manager in our world,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm more of a publicist and a press person, and I do all of the accounting and contract generation, all of that type of thing comes off of my desk. And so my job definitely changed, but I'm still able to participate in the music part of it, and I'm thankful for that.
Absolutely. And I should just interject that, folks just joining us, we are visiting with Pam Linton, the wife of Sherwin Linton, and learning about her music and how she became the wife of Sherwin Linton. And so now, taking us full circle here, you have just released a brand new CD, Pam Linton 40, Love's Ring of Fire. Talk about that a little bit, Pam.
Well, this is my second CD
okay.
that I've done in what is the 40 years
okay.
that I have worked for Sherwin.
Okay, awesome.
And so that's the reason it's Pam Linton 40.
Uh-huh.
Love's Ring of Fire. Many people know that Johnny Cash recorded the song Ring of Fire.
Yes.
And they, oftentimes, the average listener will say, well, that's a Johnny Cash song. He must have written it. And he recorded it. It's a huge hit. It was his. They don't realize that Ring of Fire was actually not Johnny Cash's song first. The song was written by Merle Kilgore. Merle went on to become Hank Williams Jr.'s road manager, and then also co-written by June Carter before she was June Carter Cash, when she was June Carter, part of the Carter family, Maybelle Carter, Helen, Anita, and June being the three daughters that worked with their mother, Maybelle, and they were a featured part of the Johnny Cash show. And so June and Merle wrote the song together. June actually gave it to her sister Anita. And my recording of Love's Ring of Fire, I would say, most closely resembles any recording I've heard of it that of Anita Carter's.
Okay.
Most people will record it sounding like the Johnny Cash version. I'm more in tune with the traditional aspects of the song and Anita Carter. And so if you research Anita Carter, listen to her at all, she has probably one of the most beautiful angelic voices in country music and gets very little recognition for her contributions to country music. And so I am an Anita Carter fan. I feel that my vocal style is that of singing pretty folk songs and ballads, and that's where my strength is in music. And so that's why I identify with that song so much. And then, of course, a Johnny Cash tribute is part of what we do in marketing the Sherwin Linton Show. And so knowing the history and being able to offer those aspects of the history of the Cash family and the Cash catalog and the Cash connections allows us to perform that song on a regular basis in the show.
Sure.
And so I had been doing the song in the show for years and people requesting it to be recorded, and so we finally did that.
That's neat. That is really neat. And we enjoyed it tremendously. You also do some gospel tunes on this CD. The one in particular that's been getting some attention is one called The Rosary My Mother Gave to Me. Tell us about that one.
Well, more than half of the selections on the CD are gospel-flavored songs.
Okay.
I do as much of that as I can. That, again, a very important part of my music offerings. And The Rosary My Mother Made for Me was written by folk singer Jimmy Driftwood. Many people in your listening audience have probably heard of Johnny Horton and the Battle of New Orleans.
Yeah, absolutely.
In 1814, we took a little trip.
Yeah.
That song was written by Jimmy Driftwood, a school teacher from Timbo, Arkansas. Because of Sherwin's involvement in music, I was able to meet Jimmy and his wife, Cleta, and spend an extended amount of time with both of them. They were both school teachers growing up in the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas. They were not rich people. Jimmy wrote the Battle of New Orleans as a history lesson for his school, his students in his class in school in the 1930s. Later on in the 50s, he ventures to Nashville and gets some of his songs published, hence they get to Johnny Horton and he gets a hit with Battle of New Orleans. But in spending that extra time with Jimmy and Cleta in their little stone house in the mountains of Arkansas, one day, just out of the blue, Jimmy started singing The Rosary My Mother Made for Me. He said, "Have you ever heard this song? I wrote this one." And I was able to record a video of him performing the song. And so from that video, I was able to learn the song and get an audio track that we could get to our musicians so they could also learn the song.
Oh, wow.
And so that I discovered that song on a warm June day sitting in a little stone house in the Ozarks with two retired school teachers.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Well, we're going to feature music off of this CD in the next half hour, 45 minutes. But I want to ask you, Pam, as you look back over your career, you met some wonderful people, some big names in music. Enlarge on that a little bit.
Well, Hank Thompson, his wife, Ann, just wonderful people. Got to know them very well. I was fortunate enough to come into the music business at the very tail end of what I call real country music.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to know a lot of work with Jimmy Dickens and also Wanda Jackson and her husband, Wendell. I'm a huge Wanda Jackson fan. We lost Wendell here recently. Wanda has officially announced that she is retiring from live performance. She is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, considered to be the first female rock and roll singer. She toured with Elvis, has a little ring that Elvis gave her that she wears around her neck, and her husband of more than 50 years, Wendell, never minded that.
Oh, wow.
And being in their home, Wanda gifted me some of her fringe costumes that she wore, just because she knew I had when we do the rock and roll aspects of our show, I really work hard to pattern vocals after that of Wanda Jackson.
Oh, that's great.
She toured the ballrooms and things in the central Minnesota area so much in the 50s and 60s. You know, I've been fortunate. I've, as I said, dropped a few names. I'm not a name dropper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk about those parts of my career much.
Mm-hmm.
They're special times that I've gotten to share with special people and learn from them. And that education that I'm able to further and pass on to someone else, that's what's most important to me.
For sure.
Is to be able to give that to younger people and share that. People don't like to listen to someone who just drops names about all the people they know.
Sure.
There's two things, two minds are two characteristics that I don't cotton to, and that's bullying and arrogance. I don't try to come off that way.
Very good. Well, quickly, Pam, our time is running short. First of all, where do you and Sherwin make home these days?
We live in Coon Rapids, Minnesota,
okay,
in a home that Sherwin has had since the 1970s. We have a creek that runs through our backyard and deer and turkeys, and so I get wildlife just like I did when I lived in my parents' home.
Uh-huh.
And we're a block off the Mississippi River, but we're about 20 minutes out of downtown Minneapolis.
Okay.
We have an acre so that's wooded with over 100 oak trees.
Sure.
So I feel like I still have an element of my central Minnesota upbringing right here in the Twin Cities.
That's awesome. What does the schedule look like? Are you guys busy doing lots of entertaining yet, or what's it look like for the future?
Oh, yes. Sherwin has told me we're not slowing down.
Uh-huh.
This afternoon at 4 o'clock, we are releasing the video he has produced titled We Need a Lot More Guitars and a Lot Less Guns on the Streets of America.
Amen.
This is a song that he wrote in 1994. It was released in 2003 on a CD called It Happened in America, the one I referenced about the hot dogs.
Yep.
And we feel that the song continues to be more timely than we would like it to be. And so in October of last year, we began the production of a music video. And that music video is going to be released this afternoon to the public. So we have invited everyone from mayors and law enforcement to newspaper, television, and radio to the release event. And we are Sherwin's fans. They will be able to find it on Sherwin's social media pages, which are Sherwin Linton and Sherwin Linton Music on Facebook. And so we invite them to friend us and like us on those pages. And later today, the link will go up so that everybody will be able to see the video. But we are going to let those who join us at Mancini's in St. Paul on 531 West 7th Street in St. Paul to see it first, and so they will be seeing it between 4 and 5:30, and so after that it will go up on social media and the rest of the world will begin to see it. And it's a song of anti-violence.
Mm-hmm.
It is not anti-gun. We believe in our Second Amendment rights, and we feel there has to be a way of solving these mass shootings and things that are happening without without taking people's guns away, but we also really feel we need to find an answer. We're losing too many valuable lives to senseless violence.
Absolutely. You bet.
So that's happening this afternoon. They can find our complete tour schedule on SherwinLinton.com.
Okay.
And also the JohnnyCashStory.com. Those are both of our websites.
Awesome.
And we have a full tour schedule set up. We're booking dates clear into 2020.
Wow. Good for you. Well, lastly, Pam, before we let you run, I usually ask each and every guest on the show if they would like to share a special memory. Maybe it might be an award, an event, anything. And sometimes it's... not so positive. It might have been getting stuck in a snowstorm or some kind of that kind of an experience. But what stands out in your mind that you'd want to share with the listeners as you look back over the years?
My favorite memory, I would guess seeing, since my career has changed, my career focus is not always my personal involvement in music, but the avenues that we can use to continue to extend Sherwin's career.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing him continue to succeed in his 63rd year in music. He will turn 80 on July 28th. And the fact that he is still able to do what he loves and do it with dignity and class and also continue to perform the music that he truly loves. And if I can continue to be the vehicle that allows that to happen, then I feel that we have been so very blessed, and our Lord has blessed us.
That's awesome. That is really great. Well, Pam, we're going to save some time to play some of your music, so with that, we're going to let you run. I want to take this opportunity on behalf of the station here in all of Central Minnesota to thank you for taking time out to be with us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell each and every guest that if the good Lord's willing and you and I are here down the road sometime, we'll do this again.
We sure will. God bless you, and thank you to all my friends in Central Minnesota. They truly have supported myself and Sherwin through so many years. That's what keeps us in business, is the love of our friends and fans. And so thank you to you, Cy, for keeping traditional music alive. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Pam. We're going to let you run, and I'll talk to you off the air. So we'll see you soon. And there she goes, Miss Pam Linton, our 284th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We'll get to some of Pam's music in just a moment. Thank you.
Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme wrapping up there, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 284th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And what a delightful guest, Miss Pam Linton. Yes, Pam, of course, originally of St. Stephen, Minnesota, the daughter of Tom and Nettie Trobeck. And, boy, she's got a wonderful story to tell. And such a humble person and just a very good performer. If you get a chance to see the Sherwin Linton Show in the near future, you'll want to take that in because Pam, a big part of that. And, yeah, they're at the top of their game. They're doing a wonderful job. So without further ado, we want to feature some of Pam's music. Right now we talked about it. It's one called Love's Ring of Fire. Miss Pam Linton.
Love is a burning thing. Didn't make to the heart's desire. I fell in the ring of fire. I fell into a burning of fire. I went down, 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 down into the deepest it burns, 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 burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Pam Linton with her rendition of Love's Ring of Fire, and that's the name of her brand new CD. And it is available. We have that at the St. Joe Meat Market, so if you'd like to pick up a copy, we have them there. Alrighty, we are in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Tourco's First Line Tours, as they proudly bring us the first portion here each and every Sunday at this time. Now, Tourco has all sorts of tours and trips around this great land of ours. And so, like we've been telling you, they do all of the big cities, all the big destinations like New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. They do all sorts of tours around this great state of ours, Minnesota. And, of course, they do the casino tours to many of the casinos in and about our area. Just to mention a few, it's the Shooting Star in Manoman, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, Northern Lights in Walker, Minnesota, and yes, the list goes on and on. Now, to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, to receive a brochure, or to just plain be on their mailing list, give Dave and the gang over at Tourco a call, 1-800-868-7261. They'd love to hear from you, so make that call this week. Tourco proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 25 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 33 degrees, our temperature here in Albany. Here's a pretty tune that Pam does, one called Silver and Gold.
With sandals on his feet, and I stopped to help him and lend him a hand. He said, "I love you so much, but you be born back
Very pretty. Miss Pam Linton with one called Silver and Gold. And, boy, she's got a tremendous singing voice. She does another one that's in a song that from years ago, one called Candy Kisses, Miss Pam Linton.
Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than any of mine. Candy kisses wrapped in paper, you'd rather have them any old time. You don't mean it when you whisper those sweet
Miss Pam Linton with one called Candy Kisses, and yeah, recorded by a lot of people over the years. One of the original ones that comes to mind is Ernest Tubb had a big hit with that one. Well, Pam does some not only the soft and sentimental type songs, but she can get a little rowdy too with the country or with the rock and roll, and knows a lot of those songs as well when they do that type of a show. So right now we're going to feature Pam on one called Hot Rod Lincoln.
Pappy said, girl, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. You've heard the story of the hot rod race where the Ford and the Mercury were setting the pace. That story is true, I'm here to say, cause I was driving that Model A. And it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and I use them all. Got overdrive and it just won't stop. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust and 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes and I ain't scared. The brakes are good, the tires are fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up old Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they were standing still. Wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, that's a mark for me. By then the taillights was all you could see. The fellas was ribbing me for being behind, so I thought I'd let that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. I wound it up to 110. My speedometer said that I'd hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, there ain't no lost my senses. Them telephone poles look like a picket fence. They said, slow down. I see spots of lines on the road just look like dots. I took a corner side, swiped a truck, and across my fingers just for luck. My fender was a-clicking that guardrail post, and the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Coming from out of the back, when I started to gain on that Cadillac, I knew I could catch him, thought I could pass. Don't you know by then I'd be low on gas? We had flames coming from out of the side, you could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. That cat, he pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started a knocking it down in the depths, she started a rocking. I looked in my mirror, red light was blinking, them cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They put me in jail and they called old Sherwin to throw my bail. And he said, girl, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Miss Pam Linton and one called Hot Rod Lincoln here on KASM. Well, it's really neat when you listen to Pam and Sherwin do a duet. They really mesh together really well. And here's one that they do. It's one called Dixie Darling.
Dixie darling, listen to the song I sang beneath the silvery moon with the banjo riding too. My heart is ever true. I want no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie dream.
Way down below the Mason-Dixon line, down where the honeysuckles are entwined, where southern winds are forever a-blowing, roses bloom and magnolias are growing.
There's where the girls fill my heart with delight. Banjos in tune while the moon's shining bright. Singing a song to my Dixie darling. Singing a song of love. My Dixie darling, listen to the song I sing beneath the silvery moon with the banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true. I want no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie dream. Of the north in a gay binary, whirling around in society. Somehow to me never seems so appealing. Over me now comes a feeling of stealing.
Let me go back to my old southern home, there with my darlings to ramble and roam. That's where my heart is forever returning. There's where I long to be.
My Dixie darling, listen to the song I sing beneath the silvery moon with the banjo riding too. My heart is ever true. I want no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie dream. My Dixie darling, listen to the song I sing beneath the silvery moon with the banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true. I want no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie dream. My Dixie darling, my Dixie dream.
Sherwin and Pam Linton, one called Dixie Darling. And yes, they really do harmonize and blend well together. Here's another one that they do. This one's called Love Me Forever.
Love me forever today. You once made a promise to love me
forever, but tomorrow could take you away.
So hold me as if there'll be no more tomorrows.
Love me forever today. Love me forever today. Don't let one precious hour slip away. Give me all of your sweet love the future might bring. Love me forever today.
Do that so well. Pam and Sherwin Linton, one called Love Me Forever Today. And 20 great songs in all on this CD, and not time to get all of them in. But right now, we're going to feature Pam on the one we talked about during the interview, and it's one called The Rosary My Mother Made For Me.
Just a little child, my mother passed away, and the father came and prayed so tenderly. And even now it seems that I can hear my mother say, I made this dear rosary for thee. Though the cross is just a broken
Beautiful song there by Miss Pam Linton, one called The Rosary My Mother Made for Me. And that takes us to 5 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. We're at 33 degrees here in central Minnesota. We're getting a few snow flurries here in central Minnesota right now. And folks calling in, Randy texting me from Richmond and Bill from Sauk Center. Snowing all over there, so some light flurries in the air. Well, we're going to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet with Pam Linton here, Sherwin and Pam. And here's one that she did on a previous recording. I think it's really a good recording. It's off of the CD In a 19th Century Lifetime. Sherwin and Pam Linton, it's one called My Adobe Hacienda. Pam Linton, along with her husband Sherwin Linton and the Cotton Kings, and one called My Adobe Hacienda off of their CD, Pam and Sherwin Linton in a 19th Century Lifetime. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.